In my experience as a teacher, most of the successful students are those who ask questions. I've never had a problem with students asking me questions. There have been occasions when I didn't necessarily have a good answer for that question, but I always figure it out later. Sometimes I have to look things up myself. During your time on the course, if you have any doubts about the course content or a particular activity, you can send me an email with your question to the following address: unlockedenglish@outlook.com. I hope as you progress through the material on this course, you will start to think about questions about writing and English in general. Keep in mind that the internet is any learner's best friend. In fact, I once heard someone say that in their opinion, the best teacher they ever had was the internet. And the internet is certainly there to be used. I include several links to websites and resources of interest during the course, but feel free to ask the internet anything. I've always explained in classes that there is no such thing as a stupid question, but I understand sometimes we can feel a little inhibited by things we want to ask about. Perhaps we feel we will be slowing the class or the group down. Perhaps we feel the answer will be so obvious we may look silly asking it. Now, I will continue to stress to all my students that this is a falsehood. I have been in training sessions myself, classes and online courses, and when someone has asked a question, many of my fellow classmates, and me included, have looked up with attention. Like, that's a good question. Maybe we were thinking about the same point, or perhaps it was a question we hadn't considered. In any case, feel free to ask your questions. And don't feel that anyone is going to judge you. Now, if you ask the internet, we are definitely not going to be judged. We type a question into Google or whatever search engine you use, and the internet does its thing to give you a ton of answers in milliseconds. No judgment. So why am I saying this? Well, the internet can help you so much with your English learning. You can't be in the classroom all the time. In fact, many of you may not even be taking classes or have regular contact with English anyway. So you don't necessarily have the option to ask a teacher. So go ahead and ask the internet. I have added some great websites to the resources folders throughout the course, but it doesn't stop you from doing more research. In fact, why don't you have a go right now? Think of a question that you have related to the English language. Doesn't matter what it's about, could be grammar, vocabulary, you could be asking for email templates. Ask a question and see what information you get back from the internet.